Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The Senate Subcommittee on Federal Impact on Minnesotans is continuing its statewide conversations with residents to better understand how federal policies from Washington are affecting their daily lives. Committee Chair DFL Senator Lindsay Port of Burnsville says the goal is to gather firsthand insights and experiences that will help shape priorities for the upcoming legislative session.
Legislation is strongest and best when it is closest to the community that it affects. So I think the more we can hear directly from people so that we have those stories, so we understand the impacts before we propose solutions, it tends to mean we get a better result.
St. Cloud Police Officer Ryan Ebert has died from injuries sustained in a crash last Monday night in Apple Valley. Ebert, 44, was off duty when his pickup collided with a transit bus and struck a cable barrier. He was taken to HCMC with life-threatening injuries and passed away Saturday morning, surrounded by loved ones. A GoFundMe page has been set up to support his family. Health officials are urging parents to ensure their children are vaccinated after a confirmed measles case in Olmsted County. The child, who is under 5 years old and unvaccinated, had recently returned from international travel, according to County Health Services. The Minnesota Department of Health is working closely with local officials to identify and notify individuals who may have been exposed. So far in 2025, MDH has reported 20 measles cases statewide. The federal government shutdown is causing plenty of headaches in Minnesota's state departments. Lisa Polish with the Division of Energy Resource in the Department of Commerce says the shutdown is causing uncertainty about when funding might be available for numerous programs. In other headlines, the executive director of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association says there's a lot of excitement for U.S. soybeans in Taiwan. Joe Smentek recently visited the country as part of a USDA trade mission.
We've heard over and over about the amount of growth that is happening in this country. It is a very rapidly growing. It is a very vibrant community and really a country that eats out.
Taiwan is the seventh largest market for U.S. soybean exports, valued at over $600 million. The Todd County Sheriff's Office says two people were injured in a crash involving an Amish buggy Friday night. Deputies say the buggy was rear-ended just before 7 o'clock by a car traveling near Bertha. One man and a juvenile boy were seriously injured in the crash and taken to the hospital. They were both traveling in the buggy. The boy was later flown to another hospital by North Memorial Air Care. The driver of the car was not injured. This is MNN.